Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archi podcast season 4.
Saison 4 dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, we are very happy to open season 4 of Comme d'Archi podcast, continuing the cycle dedicated to the Leclerc Associé Agency, which began last May. Today we are going to talk about transitional urbanism and the time of the urban planning project through the points of view and experiences of Mohamed Lofti Belouari, architect and urban planner, director of the Urban Planning and Landscape Department with Mathilde Adam of Leclerc Associé, Paris, France, and Nicolas Détry, founder of Yes We Camp, French urban planner and social entrepreneur, active in France and abroad. This is a condensed version of the long interview published on the same subject in French, where Mohamed invited Nicolas to come and discuss the issue of urbanism. We have endeavored to bring out the most important moments. Mohamed and Nicolas worked together on important urban projects in Marseille, Bercy-Charenton, where Bercy Beaucoup has set up shop, and the narration of the future Olympic Games. Through this reading, we will discover, first of all, their backgrounds and then their definition and their visions of the urban planning project that is commonly called transitory, but that Nicolas Détry likes to re-qualify as he more readily likes to use the expression emergence urbanism. We will understand why. But let's start by talking about the men's careers. Mohamed Lofti Belouari grew up in Morocco, in Casablanca, and came to France to study, seeming to pursue the dream of coming to work in Paris, but it was in Bordeaux that he studied architecture, while witnessing the great transformations of the city with the development of the tramway, the development of the quays, everything that makes Bordeaux very attractive today. It was undoubtedly here that his desire to work on a large scale was anchored. Thus, he soon continued his studies at the EA of Paris-Belleville, specializing in urban projects, in particular through contact with Antoine Grimbard. Then, at the very beginning of his career, he joined the prestigious agency of Christian de Porzamparc, with the privilege of rubbing shoulders with the major projects of the International Workshop of the Grand Paris. For example, the Euralance project with the famous landscape architect Michel Desvignes. Then he continued with the 2-3-4 workshops, where he was confronted with operational matters. There he learned about real life, as he himself points out. He joined the urban planning division of the Leclerc Associé Agency in 2016. The division was then under the direction of Delphine Baldé. In 2020, Mohamed took over from Mathilde Adam as director of this division, which is based on 4 pillars: the strategic urban studies, the operational phase, project management for public spaces, and, finally, research and development. With their talented collaborators, as Mohamed himself describes them, they spend a lot of time writing the story of the projects to transform the territories. Nicolas Détry insists on the fact that he grew up in the countryside near Le Havre in a family of 4 children. His taste for the open air, added to his knowledge of collective functioning, is anchored there. After a year of HEC preparatory classes, a course at ESSEC in Cergy within a share of urban economics, he traveled, a boat crossing, a job in a circus school in South Africa, a house in Brazil. He observed the world. Back in France, his desire to work in a collective setting led him to an apprenticeship with the SNCF, and then a job in the housing office. But he did not exactly feel at home, which he eventually found with the opportunity to manage the Cergy workshops. The latter's vocation is to organize creativity workshops on urban issues. Originally, they were created by the urban planners of the French new towns in the early 1980s. When Nicolas Détry arrived at the head of the atelier, the structure was 25 years old. With his teams, they breathed new life into it by applying the method from abroad. Thus, they organized no less than 30 workshops in different regions of the world, sending teams for several months on site to study and analyze the organization of different human tribes. Then, back in France, very different profiles in terms of nationalities, professions, ages, etc., work in the room and without computers, to think about rapid and medium-term actions for urban transformation. This view of human organizations that escape the global market is very appealing to Nicolas Détry, whether in the Mekong Delta, Brazil, India, etc. In their working-class neighborhoods or emerging cities, where the personal service of our own lifestyles is absent, there are interesting ways of functioning. Nicolas Détry continues his daring journey through the organization of territories in Marseille, where he decides to reside in 2013 and to create Yes We Camp at the time of Marseille European Capital of Culture. With his partner, he created a full-scale laboratory proposing an alternative social organization, a model that he continues to develop today on other sites, even though he is no longer in charge of Yes We Camp. It is thanks to Mohamed's admiration for Nicolas Détry's work that we have the opportunity to share with you their crossed testimonies, that of the urban planner and that of the French urban planner and social entrepreneur, a sort of organizer of alternative social fabrics. Mohamed says of Nicolas that he admires his ability to make utopias real. What we call transitional urbanism is something that exalts, Nicolas Détry begins by saying. He goes on to point out that you have to be there 24 hours a day, all year round. If the result is fulfilling, this type of project is very mobilizing. Here, we don't respond to an order, but to a motivation. It is a privileged space, a large one, to which we are given free and temporary access, a type of space to which we could never have access under normal circumstances. We create a framework, an editorial line, and then we assemble genres, people, and structures. For example, we bring together people who have been released from prison, pottery workshops, and a theater. This space represents a fertile framework with which we play. The first ambition is to make it a demonstrator, with audacity. You have to know how to dare. At present, in our cities where we overconsume, which is already a problem in terms of resources, we create solitude, a feeling of powerlessness. In the face of this, we are testing another way with emergence urbanism that could irrigate the urban project that will follow. The levers of the project are space and time. They can last 3, 5, 8 years. Sequences are created within the project. Uses, the economy and governance emerge. This goes hand in hand with urban functions, porosity and contours from which the economy and governance will emerge. Sometimes a chronotopic use of space is created, i.e. changes of use depending on the time of day. Today we live in a totally commercial society that makes people unhappy. Our aim is to live happily, to give people the opportunity to develop. When there is no longer any accountability, other uses and the need for rules arise in these common spaces. Here we touch emotionally, in a sincere and strong way. Mohamed Lofty Belwari emphasizes that the question of time is interesting in these projects, because in this transitional urbanism, which allows for the testing of uses, it is necessary to let go. There are several stages in the project. We open, we activate, we transform. An urban project, whatever happens, is built over time. It is often very long. Over this long period of time, you have to keep up with finances and deal with crises. This method of letting go represents an alternative. In the urban project, there is the question of the narrative, the ambitions, the plans, the design. The major intentions are to be shared with the actors in the area. In a more open project, a whole host of questions arise, particularly that of financing and acceptance by the players. In the end, the urban planner is the conductor of an orchestra, who must allow himself to be overwhelmed, adds Nicolas Détry. Because the city sets its own pace. the singular creation of its own emotions, and the urban planner is also capable of building in a very short time. It is possible to transform very quickly. In the spaces of freedom, very permissive, authorizing and empowering messages are transmitted to awaken intentions. It is human to like to get involved, to make one's own contribution to the building. The space can serve as a trigger to reveal all the deep desires for links and co-productions. Today, when many mechanisms isolate us, particularly through the development of platforms, and since we can do everything all by ourselves, from our smartphones, third places, transitional urbanism, and even social centers propose marginal dynamics that are their own. With emergent urbanism, we are shaking up long-term urbanism. We have to get out of the doxa of a long time where the economy finds its planetary limits. How can urban planning leave room for a kind of freedom, where the inhabitants themselves can write history, and set up a more democratic and adaptable urbanism? It is necessary to find more agility. We are confronted with this every day. We are fighting against disenchantment. But it is possible to intervene in frugality. For this reason, I use the expression frugal panache, says Nicolas Détry. Vacant space represents a reservoir of use. As far as commerce is concerned, at Les Grands Voisins it comes first, contrary to what is recommended in classic projects. A Berber proverb says, adds Mohamed, the house does not bring the commercial premises or the workshop, but the workshop brings the house. The too expensive with the so-called good signs is the responsibility of the elected representatives. A ground floor shop should not be made too expensive. It is a common good that must be accessible. Architects are fighting against this, but they are bound by planning dictates. Yes We Camp brings salt and solutions. In France, urban planning is part of a strong tradition that produces standards. However, it is necessary to get away from a certain banality. And the way we look at heritage is changing with transitional urbanism, which allows us to save a quality contemporary heritage. We have seen this in Marseille, for example, in the ZAC Littoral with the Pauli Hall on the Rue de Lyon, which started out as a transitory building and became permanent, with a more favorable carbon footprint as a result, among other benefits. The makers with EC Marseille were set up and have remained. With the benefit of hindsight, from an unattractive and sparsely populated neighborhood, we have boldly moved on to a collective and sustainable factory, with pioneering craftsmen participating in the manufacture of a new neighborhood, thanks to their community of makers. The public authorities must support these emerging initiatives. Ideas are important, and we must carry the ambition, build the path to get there. There. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. And see you next week with another interesting discussion with the Leclerc Agency and its new surprise guest. Until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.